This is regional news coverage from the KBI newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. The Columbia City Council was scheduled to vote last night on a rezoning request that would allow a break time convenience store to be built at Rock Quarry Road and Grindstone Parkway. But as KBI's Katarina Sestarek tells us, MFA Oil withdrew the request.
MFA Oil withdrew its rezoning plan because neighbors in the area signed a petition against it. Phoebe Lamar, an attorney for MFA Oil, says it soon became clear the city council wouldn't approve the plan. Lamar says MFA Oil has done a lot to address the concerns of neighboring residents.
MFA's engineers and I all met with the city traffic engineer and other city staff, and there were several traffic improvements that were going to be made if this plan had been put into place.
The Columbia Planning and Zoning Commission approved MFA Oil's plan in September, which prompted the petition. Residents' concerns included everything from traffic congestion to violent crime. Errol Fraze, who lives near the rezoning site and grew up on Rock Quarry Road, says MFA Oil didn't actually respond to neighbors' concerns.
They say they did, but they pretty much just came in and told us what they were going to do. They never really took any advice of what the neighborhood wanted to see happen.
Fraze says he opposed the rezoning because he worries about pedestrian safety.
Unless we have a comprehensive sidewalk plan out there or some way of connecting that foot traffic all throughout, you know, I'm kind of dismayed that the city would even consider it.
MFA Oil spokesperson Tom May says the company won't give up on this store.
There's no convenience stores, gas station services along that stretch of Grindstone from Providence all the way to 63 Highway, so there's a definite need for services, and sooner or later that will happen.
May says MFA Oil will regroup and find new solutions to residents' concerns. Katarina Sestarek, KBIA News.
The Columbia City Council has passed a six-month ordinance making illuminated LED signs in store windows illegal. KBIA's Sarah Hollins tells us why.
The ordinance applies to signs installed after October 1st. Second Ward Councilman Michael Trapp says the signs are distracting to drivers.
I mean, our human visual field is attracted to movement. So there's safety issues.
Curtis Bull is the chief pixel pusher for the display and scoreboard systems for Mizzou. He says he believes this is a step backwards for Columbia.
So why do we want to keep business advertising in the mid-20th century? Instead of regulating the LED signage, why are we trying to play whack-a-mole and try to get rid of it?
The prohibition will be in place through April next year while the Columbia Public and Zoning Commission examines the concerns regarding the lighted signs. It will then make its recommendations to the council on whether it thinks the prohibition should be made a permanent law. Sarah Hollins, KBIA News.
The presidential candidates are set to face off again tonight. KBIA's Michelle Clemens reports on why the format for tonight's debate might create a different tone in the discussion.
An expert at MU says the second presidential debate could be a challenge for both candidates. President Barack Obama was criticized by some for not being aggressive in the last debate and said he would perform better in the next debate. However, University of Missouri communication professor Mitchell McKinney explains that it may be difficult for President Obama to be aggressive, as the debate is town hall style where citizens ask the questions.
It's difficult to take an attack-oriented strategy and play that out in front of an audience of citizens who are sitting there waiting for the candidates to respond to their concerns.
Professor McKinney says typically candidates who are aggressive in town hall style debates are seen unfavorably by viewers. He also says that President Obama needs to redeem himself because Republican challenger Mitt Romney's poll numbers rose after his last debate performance. Michelle Clemens, KBIA News.
Flu vaccination providers are encouraging students to become vaccinated despite the low number of infections last year. Urgent care physician and owner Jason Zerer says students should be vaccinated in late October in preparation for the peak of the flu in February. For students who are not vaccinated and become infected, there are some at-home treatment options.
There are some medications that are active against influenza. These medications are most effective the sooner you start them after onset of symptoms.
Zara says that it takes about 2 weeks for the vaccination to become effective and provides about 4 to 5 months of protection. New reports show Missouri Governor Jay Nixon entered October with 3 times as much campaign cash as his Republican challenger. Finance figures released yesterday show the Democratic governor had $4.9 million in his campaign account at the start of October, compared with $1.5 million for St. Louis businessman Dave Spence. The October quarterly finance reports typically are important because they show how much cash a candidate has remaining for ads and other campaign activities. Members of a Columbia neighborhood vocalized their opposition to a plan to build a trail alongside Grindstone Creek. As of October 1st, the Columbia Parks and Recreation Department now plans on reallocating the funds toward other city projects. KBIA's Jake Lasofsky tells us more.
The Grindstone Creek Trail project is no more, at least temporarily. The $1.4 million will be shifted to fund the Get About Columbia initiative, which also aims to improve and build sidewalks and trails throughout Columbia. Mike Hood, the director of Parks and Recreation of Columbia, says the idea of increasing the money for the other projects might not be the only reason behind the city council's decision.
There's certainly been considerable opposition from the local neighborhood, or the neighborhood adjacent to a portion of the Grindstone Creek Trail, and I'm sure that that opposition has contributed to the discussion of possibly transferring the money.
The money would primarily fund a particular Get About Columbia project that would connect Shepherd Boulevard to Rollins Road, giving that neighborhood direct access to the university campus. Jake Lasofsky, KBIA News.
According to the Missouri Department of Conservation, hunters had a good harvest in the urban firearms deer hunting season, which took place earlier this month. KBIA's Maoling Shang has more on the harvest this season.
This year's urban deer hunt had a harvest of more than 1,100 deer statewide. That's almost double the figure from last year. Joan Parrott is the Wildlife Regional Supervisor for the Missouri Department of Conservation. He says because the urban season is so short, the harvest is almost exclusively tied to weather.
If there's cooler temperatures, then you know, there's typically the deer are more active and hunters are more readily able to participate or desire to participate more.
The increase may also result from a healthy and large deer herd. Tom Strother is the Protection Regional Supervisor for the Missouri Conservation Department. He says the epizootic hemorrhagic disease outbreak associated with the drought this year is mainly in rural areas.
We do suspect that we may see some effects, maybe some decreases in some of the deer harvests, but we certainly didn't see that this year during the urban portion.
The next firearms hunting season begins in early November. Maoling Shang, KBIA News.
A new consortium between 9 community colleges around the state is focused on improving the education for manufacturing students. The $15 million program provides specialized training. Dana Kelchner, the director of communications and marketing at State Fair Community College, says the program may change, but it's to guide students toward certification. Kelchner says State Fair Community College received $995,000 and plans to focus on their welding, maintenance, and machine tool programs. The college will also accelerate some programs so they will last 6 months rather than an entire year. These programs are only offered currently at the Sedalia campus. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Edston.